Man, 154.
One.
Man, we both froze there for a moment, and that was kind of trippy. It was like a horror movie. What's up, man? Hey, how you been?
Good, man. Just enjoying this fun day. I, you know, spent most of it playing some Fortnite, but I ran around a little bit, got some things done. While I was out, I picked up something. I was like, man, the boy's gonna love this.
I'm fucking excited. Oh, shit.
I picked this up in my liquor store.
Wow.
It's got THC in it.
Holy shit.
It's got 6 milligrams per 1 ounce shot.
Oh, shit.
It's got 25 ounces in here. So a grand total on that. A lot.
Man.
150 milligrams.
That's pretty fucking... pretty dope.
Yeah, pretty good, man.
Hey.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop this fucker open.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it looks fancy as fuck.
Quick onset time. Ditch the booze. Keep the fun. Control your booze. Bye bye hangover. Or excuse me, control your buzz. Drink the So they have this at a bar down the street from the one I work at. My bar, sadly, would not let me put this on the menu, because...
Damn.
Yeah. That's a nice-looking bottle.
Yeah, that looks fancy as fuck.
So, I mean, at the other bar, it was, like, I think $9 a shot.
Damn.
That's pretty reasonable. That's, like, the same price as, like, a liquor drink, right?
Yeah.
About.
Maybe. You know, I haven't been to a bar in quite some time. I'm going to take your word for it.
So, while I peel the sticker off here.
It looks pretty. Man, I, outside of work, have been playing fucking Fortnite. And, you know, smoking weed. Fucking, I don't got anything new. I'm still smoking. That's fucking Sunset Skittles. I got, and I've been using these fucking King Palms. And sometimes they're flavored, sometimes they're not. But oh shit, look at that fancy ass glass. It kind of looks like kind of milky.
Yeah, it's the cloudy.
Yeah.
Now I bought
like
some
coconut water
with it.
Okay.
But I'll sip on it straight just a little bit and see where it goes.
Man, does it taste like weed?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. It's almost got like a light pineapple kind of undertone with a weedy aftertaste. And I'm going to put this with some Sprite on top.
Yeah, that sounds like you need it. That sounds awful.
No, it's delicious. It's lightly sweet. It's not too sweet. I could sip on it just like that, but I think the bubbles and the lemon lime are going to set this off.
Pinky up. That really helped.
I mean,
now it's even
good stuff right there.
You just fucking, you need a little lemon on it now, just to add that little garnish. It's a little lemon. Yeah, see,
that's refreshing.
You could be, your bar could be making money right now. And they're just letting that money walk right out the door.
$9. Give me another one. Come on, bartender. Give me another one.
Walked right out the door, that money. They said, you know, they got it across the street, though.
Oh, yeah.
Man. That's fucking bananas. You know those bananas? Fucking Gen V. Fucking in. Fucking. Oof.
Yeah, like.
It was fucking crazy.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah. Fucking holy shit. Next season's gonna be wild. Season 4 of The Boys is gonna be wild.
Yeah.
Every time I think that show can't blow my mind anymore, it blows my mind. I feel like every episode of Gen V, I've messaged you guys and been like, yo, did you watch Gen V yet? This shit was amazing, this episode. And next week's episode looks even better. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Like, and it's rare for TV to do that anymore. To where every episode, you just reel fucking in even deeper. And then Invincible's fucking...
The new season starts next week?
Yes.
Or is it this week?
I think it's next week, but I'm not 100% sure now. Now I'm going to have to check.
Right?
Oh, it's this week.
Oh, yeah. So we already have it.
Yeah, so... Oh, damn it. Going to have to watch that.
Well, we'll have two episodes to watch over this week to talk about next week.
Man, and Omni-Man's coming to fucking Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
That's next week. Fucking the 9th.
Marvel's comes out in the movie theaters from Marvel.
Okay. That might be interesting.
Marvel's?
Is it set in modern day? Or, yeah. Okay. I really liked the first Captain Marvel movie.
With the 90s?
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. And you know, that's how I realized, you know, one of the ways I realized I'm getting old is because I like fucking reliving the 90s now. Ugh. Fucking. The 90s were wild fucking cool times, again. Though.
The 90s are cool now. My kid says something's old. He doesn't say that's old. He said that's totally 90s.
Oh, shit. You know what blew my mind the other day? The other day I saw a teenager smoking a cigarette. And I haven't seen a teenager smoke an actual cigarette in so long. It's always fucking vapes.
Yeah.
It just blew my mind. I'm like, what the fuck? It's usually fucking... The older people smoking cigarettes, and the fucking kids all fucking vape.
That's dangerously delicious, bro. I could smash that all night and just be fucking faded.
Man.
But I want to play some Fortnite after this, so.
He said, oh no.
And speaking of bananas and speaking of Fortnite, fucking, it was a race to level 8 to get that little split skin.
Oh man,
how fucking cool is
OG
and this like little mini season they're doing for us.
It's a weird fucking season, but I love the mashup skins. And fucking Little Whip and Peely, what a perfect combination. And oh man. That little split is so fucking cool. He's got his own dance, his own fucking song, and 4 fucking versions of his skin.
Well, 4 that we know of, there could be also a bonus one.
Yeah, you're absolutely
there's
right.
Like, I think 2 or a page and a half of bonus skins.
Man.
I'm hoping that we get another variation.
This is a neat...
flavors. I want all the I want 31 fucking flavors.
Yeah.
I want 90 something fucking flavors.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, what a dope fucking. I was so happy when I found out that leak was fucking real. Which really gets me questioning these fucking leaks. Like, yeah, this shit's a little too spot on.
Well, here's the deal. When the Deadpool leak happened after San Diego Comic-Con, I want to say it was like 2015, but I don't remember exactly. That might have been when the Deadpool movie came out. I don't remember. Anyway.
I do remember the leak, though.
The leak happened.
It was the CG footage.
Literally, it was the CG footage, and it was like the Monday or Tuesday after San Diego Comic-Con, and everybody stopped talking about all the cool shit out at San Diego Comic-Con, and that junk was watched and shared millions and millions of times, and they kept having to fucking remove it because Fox was like, that's not supposed to be out there. Copyright violation. You know? And it was an actual leak. But I feel like since then, there is a certain amount of leaked information that is just a way of promoting it.
Yeah. I agree.
Fortnite, I think, you know, 2 weeks before the season comes out, it's a leak. No, it's not. It's promotion. It's hype, bruh.
Yeah, you know, I think, like, with card games, do the same shit. Like, Magic, like, oops, we accidentally packaged this brand new set into the booster packs of the old set, and people are buying them by mistake. Like, that's a pretty big fuck-up.
If you get one of these new cards, you're supposed to return it to us.
Get the fuck out. Man, fucking... shit like that just blows my mind. Like, Wizards sent someone, I forgot the company they sent, but it was some fucking terrible fucking people to someone's house over unreleased Magic cards.
I remember, well, that one was different because it was like a factory worker stole, like, some ungodly number of like thousands of cards and then was selling them at a fucking convention.
Oh yeah, that the guy that did that was an idiot.
Yeah,
like, who the fuck has that many copies of oh, that's a super rare card. Yeah, I got 458. You know, I have more than everyone else here combined. But
let me get some more ice. BRB.
Man, that shit must be fucking good. It's a pineapple. Oh man, I'm gonna be honest with you. Before we start recording this, I said, you know what? Hold on, I'm gonna go do a dab. And then I picked up a big fucking glob. And I did that dab. And it burned my fucking lungs. And I forgot what the fuck I was even talking about. What was the other flavor you said? Oh, yeah, pineapple with a hint of weed. That's what it was. I said, that shit must be really good. You have more.
Yeah.
Hell so, yeah.
In about 15 minutes, I'm like a little...
What? You think that would go good with Squirt?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, Squirt's a pretty fantastic fucking drink. I don't know how sugar-free Squirt tastes, or even if there is such a thing.
Probably
like ass. Like, it was pretty easy quitting pop once I had to drink sugar-free pop. Because it was like, man, why do I want to just... I need to give up the ghost and stop pretending.
Just drink water.
Yeah. And that is... And I say that, well, I do have a fucking soda here. This is the first one I had in a fucking while.
So check it out, I'm reading
it. Normally this.
This is... It says it contains less than 0.03% of hemp-derived THC by weight.
Okay.
So, that means that they're using the 2018 Farm Bill loophole that says basically as long as it has 0.03% by weight of THC, which means basically, like I said, this has like 150 milligrams. So it's crazy. It's
crazy. Man, that's pretty fucking dope. You know, I was gonna say I haven't tried to drink a weed drink before, but I've had weed Kool-Aid, and that shit was pretty. Although the weed Kool-Aid I had was like 2,000 milligrams, so it was. And you know, it was really good Kool-Aid though. I had a 100 milligram one too.
I'm just gonna have one where it's just Sprite. Cool myself.
Yeah.
So I don't drink more and then pass out and not play.
Yeah, you know, I do that with dabs. I find myself asleep in this fucking chair.
Speaking of dabs, man.
Hell yeah. Fucking dabinator. I've been looking into getting one of those.
Yeah.
So I can fucking dab on the go again.
Solid investment.
And they're under $200 now. Yeah, they're like $169, which I figured is a pretty good price. I was going to get the rainbow one, and then I'm like, how do I really want to pay extra for the fucking rainbow?
I know. I wanted the rainbow one, too. But as you can see, I settled for the black one.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go with black as well. Like, the rainbow does look nice, but it not nice, like, $25 more nice.
At the point when I was buying, it was like $70 more.
Yeah, it's not $70 more nice either.
Yeah. No. Over $300, and I was like, can't do it.
No. It looks nice, especially if it was the rainbow and black instead of the rainbow and white. But it looks sharp in black. That's a, oh shit.
Talking about looking sharp.
Oh, that is a sharp dressed man right there. His beard's been, it's been trimmed. I like it. What's going on, Diamond? Oh shit, we can't hear you though. Oh, fucking no. Oh no, we got him and we're going to fucking lose him. Oh shit. Fuck you. Oh. Oh no. Oh yeah, I think he said something, but I can't tell. Mm. Oh, he's muted. Now he's unmuted. Oh, we still can't fucking hear him. It's that other phone you're on, isn't it? Damn phone.
Mute, unmute.
Boot, scoot,
unmute.
Boot, scoot, boogie. Nowadays, that's some weed.
Nowadays, booze. That's what I'd be drinking.
He'd be drinking it. He's getting drunk off of weed. So he's actually frozen. Getting high. Yeah, he's frozen. Looks like he might be taking a shit. Deep in thought.
He's trying to figure out how to get it. To where he can hear us.
We can hear him. Man. Well,
while we're waiting on Donnie, I can show you off a couple of comic books I got this week.
Yes, please.
So, I don't know if you know about this, but there's a new spider in town.
And it's oh, yes, yeah, Spider Boy. I have been keeping up on that.
A couple of the variants. This one's the Scotty Young variant. He does I Hate Fairyland and all the, you know, baby covers.
That looks like it could be a Marvel Snap card.
And then I also picked up this one, just because I like these.
That one's pretty fucking dope.
Yeah. Just classic. And then there was some variant cover sexiness out there. First up, the shiny, sexy She-Hulk.
All right, that looks like it came straight from 1992.
Right? I couldn't pass it up. The water actually looks really good. I mean, the artwork is quality. And then this one, it's White Widow number one. And I picked up an Art Germ variant.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Art Germ's one of my favorite variant cover artists. He does a lot of really cool shit.
He's got an interesting name.
His name is Stanley Lau.
Art Germ sounds better. I dig it.
I want to say maybe he's Filipino. But definitely like those islands or somewhere, or Asian or something. I know he's Japan, and he has like a art school.
Okay.
Be like Hong Kong or something. It's the other side of the world, man. I've never been there. I don't know. But look it up if you think it's cool.
Hell yeah.
Stanley Lau, aka Art Germ.
Hell yeah.
He's got art.
That She-Hulk comic, was that a modern comic?
Yeah, came out this week.
Damn, man, that thing, it looks like a throwback as fuck.
Right.
Look, I haven't seen chrome foiling like that since fucking in forever.
Oh, no, they're still doing it all the time.
That's pretty cool. Well, I don't pay attention to comics anymore. But that's fucking cool. I'm sorry. I got all the Stone Ninja comics. Fucking. Yeah, I know. Oh, it's such a... You know, I've been thinking about that. I catch myself all the time. Damn, butt fucking. So, damn filler words. Ums and the likes. And mine just happens to be butt fucking, which sounds awful. Oh!
I don't know. It could be kind of fun.
I downloaded... I downloaded Dead Space, but I haven't played it yet, so I don't know how it is.
Well, you know, one of these days, when you're not in the middle of playing Fortnite every second you can, because now it's like, it's going to change everything in 1 week, and you're like, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Like,
it just changed. What did you even get there?
Yeah. Putting it down to 1 month and then changing shit weekly, I really feel like I'm crunching now. Like, they're gonna make it feel like a chore if they make you do it too fast.
What if they do make it a monthly season and your Fortnite crew pass works for, you know, every season, every month, and then you also get like V-Bucks and a character, and then they can do it where they just change it up a little bit each month on that map.
I'd be down. So 12 little seasons a fucking a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be down.
They could do that for a chapter and then switch it up whenever they're done. Fuck, they could make a chapter 6 months at that point. Because we sit there and we play it, and we're almost done and bored with it by the time that first month has passed.
Yeah. And I feel like, especially with last season, we hit the ground running. Last season was fucking... It started off so fantastic. They added just the right amount of new shit. They kept it flowing. We were waiting, fucking anticipating for it. Nightmares, man, this is going to be amazing. We hit a fucking wall. They stopped all the fun shit. Fortnite Nightmares was shit. Let's be real. Fortnite Nightmares was nothing.
They kind of phoned it in.
Yeah. It.
The bare minimum they could have given us. I think we talked about it in the last week or two.
Yeah.
Easy. Really easy. Like, they don't even have... I mean, it's...
Club Candy. Eat the candy.
The fucking floating island. Make it haunted. Put some board on it. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, because last year they had that haunted place.
And make it, like, really creepy looking. And all of a sudden, that's something fun and cool. The horde missions. Give us weekly horde missions. If we're going to have that for 3 weeks and you want me to keep playing it, give me incentive. Why don't we have a horde skin? You know, like...
I honest to God, I feel like they have some guy who just... He kind of gets it, but he doesn't. And he just half-asses it.
All right, and, hey, Ted, this one's on you, okay, guy? We're really counting on you to knock it out of the park for this mid-season shift. And he's like, yeah, I think I'm going to nerf grenades and boost the amount of health packs you can find in the fucking map.
Man.
Damn it, Ted. No! Ted.
And then
I'm gonna make Rocket Rams. The funnest thing about this whole season. Hard to find.
Yeah, the funnest thing about this whole chapter. Rocket Rams.
Got it.
Hell yeah.
Fuck that bitch. Live.
Man, it's crazy to experience old Fortnite. I can definitely see how old Fortnite was built with building in mind.
Okay, so I was thinking back on some of the stuff. Okay, you know how you were like that giant crater with the forest in the middle of it?
Yeah.
This map is from after the crater had struck. I want to say that was either season 4 or 5.
Okay.
Before my time playing Fortnite, so whatever. Look it up.
Hell yeah.
Your fucking self when it was. Anyway, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to our audience.
It's fine. Even if you were talking to me.
And, before that, there was the Dusty Depot. And it was the three warehouses. It's showed up in a couple of different things, and they've like redone it. And the ones that we actually ran through were kind of like a remake version of it.
And okay.
Pretty much, I think that's the season 6 map, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Because it's got the Halloween. The Haunted Hills, that was add-on for the season 6 because they had, like, the spooky theme. There was a werewolf was one of the skins. There's the hot chick that has, like, a cowboy hat and short shorts.
Oh, you know what? I got...
overcoat and then, like, the ninja mask, and she's got, like, the fully decked-out, like, Monster Hunter vibe.
I played... briefly during that season because I have her loading screen unlocked.
Same.
Yep.
That was like the first thing that I ever unlocked in the game. And I was like, I got something and it's a fucking loading screen.
Yeah.
I love that loading screen, man. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. And then when I started actually playing this game, I'm like, where the hell did I get this loading screen from? And I'm like, what? When did I'm like, oh, I must have just logged on and played randomly. Because I have a back bling that's a little black heart purse that okay. goes to, like, to some gothic girl that was a fucking battle pass. And I was like, oh, it was one of the things you could get for free. And I vaguely remember going on there and the battle pass shit looking completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh yeah,
it's crazy, cause I remember I went on. I could never, and I think it was more so I refused to learn, and I don't know why, it was just my own stubbornness. But I play Fortnite and I'm like, oh, this is stupid jumping off this bus and having to find my own weapons and shit like that. Why yeah. can't I just start with a weapon? Blah, yeah. blah, blah. I was like, man, this sucks.
Yeah.
And so I'd play and I'd die and I'd get mad and I'd quit. And then I found out one time, it must have been Team Rumble was introduced. And I was like, oh, wow, this is cooler. And I, you know, played that a little bit. But I still didn't really get into it. And then Donnie hit me up one day and he's like, you know, they got an option for not building. Well, that does sound a little cooler. That build shit is way beyond me. I don't want to build shit. And I played, and I was like, holy shit. I fell in fucking love, man. That yeah. game.
And it is interesting. Again, I like all the characters in the Battle Pass.
Yeah.
It's really fun running around and, like, I told you while we were playing, it really feels like I'm walking through my old neighborhood
where yeah.
I
grew up
that I haven't been in like 10 years.
That's crazy.
It's got that same kind of vibe, man. The golf cart racetrack, I used to drop there all the time. Was it Palm? Pleasant Palms or something like that? No.
Oh, Lazy Links?
No, the Palms.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it is Pleasant
Palms. Paradise Palms.
Paradise Palms.
And that...
Oh, you know what? I got the fucking map.
Apartment building.
What is that fucking called? Paradise Palms. Yeah.
That apartment building.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get to check out what you were telling me because as soon as I landed there, motherfucker killed me.
Well, that's one of the dangerous drawbacks of it. There's actually another one called, like Palm Springs or something like that later on in, like, Chapter 2. That was, like, kind of a twisted take on it. It was a different part of the map. And that was when we could finally swim.
And okay. So
it made it like a totally different element.
Yeah, because
at that point, and especially one that's supposed to be on the beach like that, have that
really short vibe. That loot lake was stupid as hell.
Ooh, ooh, ooh! I pulled up on Loot Lake, and I had the fucking auto sniper. And there's, like, literally, like, four or five people stuck in the lake shooting at each other. Bam, bam, bam! Bam, bam!
Oh, man.
Bam, 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 bam,
bam. Man, I killed a bunch.
Literally, like, that, and then wrapping up who else was shooting at them.
That's
I came up weird. On five kills.
That's...
And, ended up with... 9 that match.
Man.
Nice. But got the big fucking W right before this beatdown.
Hell yeah.
Solo match. Got 11 kills. And the last kill was with that auto sniper. I'm telling you.
Man, that's yeah. so fucking...
Because it's sniper bullets, so it does the heavy damage, right?
Yeah.
But it's a 10-shot clip, man.
Man, so, I didn't realize that thing was using sniper bullets. That's why it's so powerful. Man, that I'm like, this thing's a little fucking beast, man.
That thing's dangerous. And the scoped assault rifle is really good, too.
Man, I'm like, this thing is just tearing motherfuckers apart.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. You know, it's a good thing that they kept running and the mantling in the game.
Because yeah.
Without it, it would be kind of tedious.
Yeah.
I like how many, what you call them? Rift to goes.
Yeah.
Rift. Like you can find them pretty much everywhere you go. So I like just saying, oh, okay, I'm going to rift and like hope I find one at the next spot. And it's like 50-50 kind
of. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why I didn't have such a problem with Chapter 3's map. Because I know that map wasn't built for zero builds either. I mean, Chapter 4, I heard, was the first season that started with zero builds. Or the first chapter that started with zero builds. But there was fucking those rift-to-goes in Chapter 3. And that shit was... Yep. Like I was saying while we were playing earlier, me and you caused some fucking mischief with those motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, dude. I love when motherfuckers aren't expecting to get rifted out with you. They're like, ah, fuck, and you're just flying around through the air. They can't do nothing about it.
And we poked the fucking bear and took the fuck out so many times. I fucking miss those.
Also, they're perfect for swooping in, grabbing somebody's card, and get out of there.
Yeah, fucking.
That's like mandatory. Right now, that golf cart is my go-to. Get around, go somewhere. I'm golf carting.
All right, I'm excited to finally get to experience fucking hoverboards soon. Hopefully, that's next week. And also planes.
Planes were fun. Hoverboards were fun. That was the season I started really playing. Was season played the battle pass that season. Completed the battle pass, got a win that season, and it really that's when Team Rumble started.
Okay,
like I can play this Team Rumble, because I was just like, I can't handle this, like I don't know what I'm doing and I get killed before I find a weapon, like this isn't fun to me. And then Team Rumble, it's like, oh, okay, here you go. Collect your weapons, learn your way around the same fucking stupid map, and race into this little area. And then when you die, which is gonna happen, you come back and you still have all your weapons and you can get used to
that. And you know, that was the big thing too, was coming back.
Yeah.
Because I was so used to games where I died and I come back. There, you know, dying wasn't a penalty. There was really no penalty. And not coming back is a pretty big penalty.
My thing was, it interfered with me learning how to play the game.
Yeah, it's a steep learning curve.
Like, exactly. Like, if you're sitting there and you can't even fucking pick up a gun before somebody... Oh, this city looks like a nice place to land. Bang, you know? Oh, somebody just... pickaxe while you're trying to figure out how to open a chest.
I know
it's not hard shit to do, but when you're like trying to figure out how to do the game, you throw in the building at that point too, and it was just like crazy. And I was telling you, I mean, right now anybody that's in the game that's came in since zero bits builds a thing, and that's what they play. If you ever wanted to give builds a shot, this is the map to do it on, because lots of areas, lots of mountains and stuff like that, where it's really
no fucking path.
Build your way up some of that stuff. And dude, I do the shitty builder, is what I call it. And I just collect as much shit as I can, I have it auto set on fucking stairs, and I spam stairs everywhere because that's all I ever need it for, is just to climb up some shit, right? That's what I use it for. And it's like more of a mobility tool than it is like how they use it for defense and building the little towers all quick and shit, and then boxing somebody up and shit.
Yeah, that's just insane.
And that's why I'm glad they actually made grenades good again.
Yeah, they had to. And there's a grenade launcher now.
Launcher's in there. The rocket launcher's in there. Those are both quality options. When you have, like, a handful of grenades and a grenade launcher, and say that that blue saw gun, you're in the town.
I will say, too, I also think I see the reason why I didn't like Fortnite to begin with. And it's because these fucking weapons are OP. Like, I'm picking up just normal fucking assault rifles and killing people all the way across the fucking map. Like, yeah. I have a fucking sniper rifle in my hands. It's doing insane fucking damage. It's mowing people down. You're dying quick and fast. No one's living. I feel like anytime I find a guy now, it's actually a fight for my life.
So, you know what the categories are, right? You got gray is common, green is uncommon, blue is rare, purple is epic, and gold is legendary, right?
Yeah.
Well, back in season or chapter one, like, they were really fucking rare to find. Like, you'd find blue weapons, right? And you'd occasionally find, like, a couple of purple ones. And then when you got good at the game, you'd kind of figure out, you know, how to find more of them all of the time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something where they're actually kind of rare in this.
Yeah, it's pretty
you
fucking.
You go through a whole game to the final 10 with green weapons and only have like 5 or 6 kills because it's a big map. Everybody all over the place. Stay out of tilted towers unless you just like screaming at the screen and throwing your controller.
Oh, that's another place I died as soon as I landed.
Dude, I kind of know how and then when it's a decent idea to land at Tilted. If it's kind of a little bit off of the path, you know, I'm more likely to land if the battle bus doesn't go straight over Tilted Towers.
Man, see, I just want to see.
You have a chance, but even then.
I like that I have a chance to see all this shit. It's great to fucking. I feel like I'm going through an interactive Fortnite museum. And it's cool to be playing with someone who's experienced this shit, too. So you know what it is I'm fucking looking at. I got like a tour guide almost. It's pretty fucking bananas.
Well, and it's crazy, too, because at this point in the map, you got to see, like, what seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all of the shit that changed, you know? Really, this is before the whole map changed, going into Season 7. In Season 7... there's a huge chunk in the northeast part of the map that is going to be covered in snow, and there's an ice castle.
Man.
Season 8, there was a giant volcano. Then Season 9, it was like the future, and there was this really cool... EO tilted city.
Man.
Like, it was like a really tiny version of Mega City compared to what they, but it worked better than Mega City. And I really enjoyed that one too, because season 9 had the tubes that went everywhere.
Man.
Season 10, they kind of, there was the whole, it was like season X or whatever, and it was like a time shift, and I think they brought the meteor back, if I'm not mistaken. It was like,
holy shit, man.
Hovering above everything.
It's crazy to me that Fortnite has stayed relevant for so long, because I hear people talk about it dying all the time. And I still look at myself as a relatively new fan to Fortnite. I mean, I've only been playing a little over a year. Yep. Fucking, this shit is incredible. And matchmaking never takes a long time. I always find a match.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, okay, you know, I take that back. It does often take a long time. But it's because it's a fucking glitchy as fuck game.
Well, you know, what's cool about the game is the glitch bullshit, for the most part, doesn't affect the gameplay.
Yeah.
Right? I hate to see it when you unload on a fucking dude and then he, like, hits you with one shot and you're dead and you're like, nah, I don't know, like, all the damage I did on him and he's just like, man, one back, and it's a green fucking shotgun.
Man, you had that guy last night that shot you around the corner.
Yeah, dude,
that was pretty fucking wild.
Yeah, that kind of glitchy shit is pretty common right about now.
There were some heat-seeking fucking bullets, man. Them boys turn and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to get you right here. That was one of the fucking wild. And we both said it at the same exact time. We're both like, what the fuck? Like, I ain't never seen no fucking bullet physics like that.
No, man. That was wild.
And fucking bullets went straight and then turned 90 degrees and fucking hit them, man. It went around the fucking corner.
Looking at this, can't see the dude. He's all the way around the corner. Taking shots like this from in front of him. When he's shooting there. Anyway.
Man, I got one of those mosquitoes in here now. But, shit, man, since there is only two of us again, we're gonna cut out of here a little early, guys. Fucking, we got some people to go kill.
Yeah.
In Fortnite, not anyway. You know, I don't want you thinking we're gonna go fucking murder. Man.
My kunai leaf. We'll kill everyone.
Yeah, oh, it would too. That would be very. That's Kate. Someone's at least losing a finger with that. And that, ugh. But,
Episode 154.
Yeah. And, you know, brooklynbeatdown.com. Give us a like and all that shit if you could, please.
Holler at me, stones.ninja.
Fucking Jesse's sick today. So he would have been here. But the slinkycast.com. And fucking Donnie tried. You saw him. He fucking tried.
Almost had Donnie. He's actually got the new mic for his controller. New mic and controller to play video games with. And he sounds great now when he doesn't have the mic up his ass.
Yeah. So
Maybe he'll be on playing some games.
Fucking Blunt God Donnie on Twitch, too. Blunt, check him out.
Yeah.
Peace out, you guys.